Welcome to the Prayer Podcast. This is Christy Allen, and I'm here today with Pastor Joe Patterson.
Christy, it's good to see you today once again.
Yes, it is good to be together again.
Yes.
And as we are continuing our stressless sermon series and podcasts surrounding that with prayers and reflections on what that means to us, and we're going to continue that one to continue in that vein today, specifically when it comes down to, and this is hard for all of us.
Yeah.
A big word, discernment.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah. What?
You said the D word.
I went there with discernment. Yes. It is very difficult for us. We have this desire to make the right choice, to stay in God's will. I think a lot of us are afraid that we will get somehow off the path that God has chosen for us if we are living in his plan.
Yeah.
You know, all these words, trigger words that we have placed on ourselves in big things and in small things.
Right.
And so today we just kind of want to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to read a scripture and have a prayer time surrounding this idea. But I think, we're constantly asking ourselves, what is God's will?
Right.
What's right?
You always want to do the right thing.
Yeah, you want to do the right thing. You want to know the difference between right and wrong, right? This is human nature.
Right.
And especially as followers of Jesus, we want to know that we are doing the right things.
Right.
And so then it comes down to, what am I supposed to do
in
whatever situation or how I lead my family or what I do? And I think we sometimes get paralyzed by this fear of making the wrong choice.
Right.
You know,
some don't even make a choice altogether because of that.
Exactly. So we just don't even.
That's right.
Don't even make a choice.
We choose not to deal.
We choose not to choose because we have this insecurity of being wrong.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be wrong.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, I know for me, sometimes I feel like if I don't have all the facts, And maybe I'll be talking with someone who has an opposing view of mine. I don't even know how to engage because it's too big for me sometimes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Joe? And so I think sometimes when it's a bigger issue, something really big outside of just my normal day-to-day life, I think sometimes we even hope someone else, an institution or someone more important than us, or a committee, or someone more equipped. Thank you, Joe.
Someone wiser
will make the choice for us, and we can just be on board with that and be like, oh, good, I didn't have to make that call.
Yeah,
I didn't have to be the one to say that or choose that or make that the rule or whatever it is. And so I think that paralyzes us too, is when it's too big for me. But you know who's not too big, who is big enough for all of this? Is God.
Yes.
Nothing is too big for God. Yeah. And I think we limit him because we are limited.
And no decision is unimportant to him either.
Yes, big or small. Yes.
Nothing is so insignificant that it doesn't matter to him.
That's
it always matters to
him. That's right. And so reminding ourselves that whatever it is we're trying to discern, whether it's something big or small, whether it's individual for me or for a family or for my community or whomever this discernment needs to be for, that I should invite God to the conversation.
Absolutely.
And lean on his wisdom.
Yeah.
And ultimately, and I think we'll gather this more from the scripture, but ultimately I think it's really tied to the love of God.
Yeah.
And who God is. And ultimately, I think every discernment that we make should be centered on that is where we think through what we're trying to figure out.
You know, it's like almost like the three-footed stool, you know, of loving God, loving others, and loving self. And if we don't, you know, adequately do those three things, you know, when we make decisions, then you know, our decision, the end result of our decision is going to reflect that, you know, and it's going to break one of those legs on the stool.
Yeah.
So it's extremely important to consider all three of those things. And, you know, we talked earlier about how, you know, how many times do we have like a group decision, you know, and it's like we feel like we're loving someone else by just saying, oh, whatever you want to do is fine. And but that might really not be the way we feel about it.
That's right. That's right. we're honoring them, yes, by letting that be the case.
It doesn't really love ourselves, mm-hmm, adequately when we do that. Mm-hmm. So it's like you really have to look from a perspective of those three lenses.
That's
when,
right,
when we're trying to discern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does it affect our relationship with God, and how does it reflect others, and how does it reflect ourselves?
That's right. And viewing those three relationships in the way of God's ability,
yes,
to love, not our limited,
yes,
ability to love, whether that's loving ourselves or others or God, because we cannot do it obviously the same way God does. But when we're making those choices, am I being loving in the way that God would love towards myself or others,
right,
or him in this decision? And I think that is where we need to put our focus when we're seeking discernment.
Yes.
And I think that sounds so simple, and yet we make it so hard. And then I think it really can be that simple if we slow down and really put it in that frame.
Right.
And it may not be easy, Joe. That's I think our struggle is that sometimes we do have to have hard conversations with ourselves in that discernment process, because maybe we are the ones without that ability to make that choice, because it's maybe more loving for someone else, and I have to put myself aside,
right,
or whatever that might look like. So I think that's a good word for us for today, is to center that around those things. So I'm going to ask you, Joe, to read this scripture, and then we'll close in a prayer time together to help us seek God's discernment in our lives.
All right. We're going to be reading a passage from Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
So we do pray today that God's love may abound in us. God, we pray that as we seek you, as we seek your love for ourselves and recognize that we are your beloved, that is who we are. And when we can rest in that and know that and truly believe that, that may move us and compel us with a compassion and love for those around us. And God, may it also drive us to be so very thankful of your grace and mercy in the way that you love us. And with that in mind, as we seek to discern the way that we should go, the things that we should do in our daily lives, the things that are happening in our families and in our communities, in our churches and in our world, that we may only seek you and the way of love. That would be the driving force for our choices, and that we may be open to taking a critical look, God, when we're trying to make those choices, that am I in the way of your love? Am I in the way of expressing your love to others, even to myself, God? Am I being too hard and critical on myself that I am paralyzed in making a choice by my fear of doing it wrong, when really I should be free in knowing that you love me and that you are there with me? And no matter what I choose, that we can get through it together, that we are not alone, and that you will always be there. So God, I just pray that you would continue to guide us, that you would lead us in knowledge of your love, that the more we have knowledge and understanding of the depth and breadth of your love, that that would open and free our minds to what is pleasing and good and right and true as we measure it to you and your love for us and for others. So God, we thank you for all of these things, and we thank you for just the ability to come to you with all things, big and small, that you care about everything that we are dealing with and going through. So lead us. Lead us to your grace. Lead us to your love so that we may know. In your precious name, the name of the Father and the Son and the Spirit, we pray these things. Amen.
And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Amen.